A Willing Vessel. I believe these exciting and unusual experiences are preparation for the work God has called me to. I have a strong desire to receive healing and soul-winning gifts, but I don't know how to serve Him except by telling everyone who Jesus is. At first, some family members and friends rejected my message and disliked me for always talking about Jesus. Now, however, things are different. No matter who I am with, I only want to talk about the Lord, and He has given me the privilege of leading many people to Him, including my relatives and friends. All of my loved ones are saved now. Jesus is always in my thoughts and on my tongue. When difficult times come, I think about what Jesus did for us. When I remember all that He has done, I realize nothing is too hard for me. When someone hurts me, I simply meditate on all Jesus did for me at Calvary, and peace comes instantly. Preceding the Lord's first visit with me, I had some very special dreams about clouds. These dreams reminded me of something my father had once shared with me. He told me that my mother had had a very special dream about clouds. He often mentioned that my mother also had had a special dream about me before she became pregnant with me. He said she never forgot that dream about a clear day that suddenly became very cloudy. The clouds came toward the front of the house. One of them came into the room where she was sleeping and filled the room with a white glow. My mother had been sick most of her life, and she died when she was only 40. She never shared these dreams and visions with me, but my father told me many times about them, especially about the clouds. I never thought seriously about them until I had my own experience with dreams and visions. My father's interpretation of the dream about the clouds was that I could have become very successful if I had been a boy, because in those days, many Oriental men believed that only boys could attain success in life. I believe, however, that the dream was a sign from the Lord. As you read this book, you will see that clouds have played an important part in the preparatory work the Lord had done and continues to do in my life. Since meeting Jesus, I have had a strong desire to pray for others. I have become a true prayer warrior. Intercessory prayer has become a way of life for me. I regularly attended a Bible study at a Korean-American church for about a year before my husband, Roger, was saved. I didn't do any full-time church work or know many of God's words, but He chose me for His special work anyway. According to my Lord Jesus, He wanted me to first get to know Him and to learn to obey Him and focus only on Him. By showing me heaven and all the other visions I have been privileged to experience, He began to prepare me for the ministry He has called me to. Now I'm learning about Him through prayer and the study of His Word.